This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Birch Kimball. On this day, July 5, 2015, the four surviving members of the Grateful Dead give what they said would be their final performance, playing to some 70,000 singing, dancing, and tearful fans at Chicago's Soldier Field. The show came 20 years after the death of lead guitarist Jerry Garcia. On this day in 1986, at just 20 years old, Janet Jackson becomes the youngest person to top the Billboard album chart since Stevie Wonder did it at the age of 13 in 1963. The LP Control featured the single, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Also, on this day in 1986, police had to be called to calm a rowdy crowd after rocker Ted Nugent canceled a concert in Williamsburg, Virginia. So many fans jammed the lobby for refunds that the box office workers ran short of cash. On this day in 1978, pressings of the album cover for Some Girls by the Rolling Stones are halted when some of the celebrities whose faces appeared on the album cover, including Lucille Ball, complain. On this day in 1974, Linda Ronstadt records You're No Good at the Sound Factory in Los Angeles. It would go on to become the only one of her 21 Billboard Top 40 singles to reach number one. And on this day, July 5th, 1963, a hit-making girl group of the 60s record what would be their biggest hit. However, the lead singer was the only member of the group to appear on the record. The record would reach number two on the Billboard Hot 100 the next autumn and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Who is that lead singer and what is the hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, July 5, 1963, a hit-making girl group of the 60s record what would be their biggest hit at Gold Star Studios in Hollywood. However, the lead singer was the only member of the group to appear on the record. The record would reach number two on the Billboard Hot 100 the next autumn and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Credit was given to the Ronettes, but Ronnie Spector was the only member to appear on the record. Here they are, or here she is, with Be My Baby.